All right, hit him, Joel. Hit him.
You always do it.
Do what?
Welcome back.
Oh, well. Welcome back, everybody. It's been fucking... It's the Chocolate Planet. Sorry.
Good God, it's been a long time.
It has been such a long time. Holy
it's
shit.
Been a long time.
Welcome back, everybody. Hello and welcome back to the Chocolate Panic Podcast. Mm-hmm. It is here. We are here. Your mm-hmm. favorite uncles that won't touch you. Mm. Joel coming at you from the ass. Job over there on the other mic.
It has been what, 1 year?
I think it's been think like more than that.
So is this almost like, would you call this a reboot? Are we
rebooting?
Because things change, man.
I mean, sure, yeah.
We're both
we can
women
call
of
it
color
a
now.
Yes.
You know
yes,
what I'm saying? Like every other reboot.
Yes.
And we're also 14, you know what I mean?
And our sexuality has nothing to do with this, but we're going to make it the main focal point.
Yeah. No, but for real, though, it's, I don't know, it's
holy
good to be
shit,
back.
It's
been,
good
to be back. It is good to be back. It'll be good to be back once we're back in the fucking rhythm.
Yeah, you know yeah.
But
I
right
am.
Now,
we are
like
severely out of practice.
Out of motherfucking practice.
Yeah, dude. 100%. A lot has changed over the last year. What the fuck has happened?
We're still broke.
Yeah.
We're still fat. We're still racist.
You know what? I think I got fatter.
Yeah. I didn't want to say it.
Yeah, you say it
yeah,
all the time.
When you say it every day, it means nothing when you actually say it.
Okay, I guess.
No, I don't know. I think you look the same amount fat. I don't know. Are you sure? Are you back to a 4X?
What?
Back to the 4XL?
That's not fair. No, I went up to a 2X. Mm. I was a 1X last year. 2X is like something that is like, man... It was like, oh, man.
It's a wake-up call.
Yeah. I go up a size, but, like, honestly, you know what's fucked up? I'm going to get a little vulnerable here.
Okay.
I went down to a 36, and then I'm back to a 38 in pants.
3,800?
Yeah. 3,800 meters.
No, we're definitely fatter.
Yeah.
We're definitely
but my,
you know what? You know
my
what,
weight gain is actually
what?
A combination of
what?
Laziness and mm-hmm. getting comfortable.
Oh, okay.
With my girlfriend. That's
yeah, y'all yeah. be going out to eat.
I cook a lot.
You cook a lot.
Yeah,
because what
I
you do, and this is why it is, it's something to do.
Yeah.
It's something to do.
Yeah.
If you're not getting drunk with someone,
yeah.
and you're not playing video games,
right.
and you're not watching a movie, what else do? You cook, you eat.
You fuck.
You cook, you fuck, you eat. But yeah, you got 4 minutes out the way there, and then what are you going to do for the rest of the night? Like fucking,
yeah.
you got to cook something.
It's a solid 4 minutes.
And cooking, like, it makes the experience last longer. It's better. Cooking is good for your soul. Like,
yeah,
it actually
no, it
is.
Really is. And like, that's why everything I make for you guys, like, you guys love it because, like, I make it with, like, love.
We love it. Yeah,
we love. Yeah, you guys. Oh, Joel, your fucking.
Yeah, yeah,
your fucking gnocchi is so fucking.
Yeah, it's
good.
So good.
Your pumpkin gnocchi is fucking. So
no,
good.
No. Seriously, like I was talking to my dad about like kind of the disconnect that we have, right?
Mm.
Where your day to day life, like our job,
yeah.
right? If we didn't do that job, right? Outside of money,
I think we'd still be
not,
selling drugs.
No, it would not affect like our lives. All right, so say these trans the. Oh boy! Say these motherfucking things that we make don't get made, right?
Okay.
Does that like end the world for you? Like, does it actually affect your day whatsoever outside of money?
Wait, what are you talking about?
Like,
for our day to day job,
our job goes out of commission.
Okay.
Shuts down.
Uh huh.
Will it affect your day to day at all?
Other than just my sort of livelihood,
besides your money,
yeah.
That's
besides my money, then yeah.
No,
nothing.
Not at all.
Nothing.
Right. So when a motherfucker,
sometimes when I pull away from that building, I wish it would burn.
Yeah. Oh. Pfft. And but all right. So when the motherfucker is like a farmer, right?
Uh-huh.
If the farmer stops farming, people can't eat. You die.
Yeah.
Right. If a guy works in a water purification plant, doesn't purify water, we thirst to death. Right. And you know what? I'm gonna be controversial as fuck here.
Don't mention Africa.
Cops don't fucking be a cop. You're getting robbed. You're getting killed. People are going. It's going ape shit.
All right.
I'm
just
going
to say this. Yes and no.
Yes and no.
It's still happening.
Yes and no to everything, but
yeah.
like it'd be worse.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
And I'm down with anarchy too, but that's a sidebar. We're getting off topic.
All right. Yeah.
What I'm saying
is
when you live a life like in Los Angeles, which 9 times out of 10 is your job doesn't fucking actually matter to anyone. It's like it's just for joy, but it's not for like survival. Fucking there's like something that you're left empty inside with, you know, you're
yeah.
like you're not actually we're a farmer and a blacksmith, like these people who lived in like small towns.
Wait, hold on a second, the Mayans that live in front of my house are pulling up. Okay, I'm sorry, go ahead.
All right, so like back in the day all the communities were really small, right? So your job, if you had a job, was you make bread, right? But you make bread for the entire village, right, and they survive because you make fucking bread.
Right.
If you're a soldier, you're defending that village from invaders and shit. Uh-huh. If you're a farmer, you're giving fucking whatever, meat and vegetables, whatever. And these things actually, like, matter.
Yeah, they
do. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So as we've gotten more and more advanced as a society, everyone's kind of day-to-day job has become less and less important. And most people's jobs really don't fucking make a difference out of anything. If you, I'm sorry, if you make, name something, movies. I'm sorry, I'm gonna say it right now. Movies, like, that's not a real job. Like, I can survive without movies.
It's just entertainment.
It's entertainment. And when entertainment is important, I'm not knocking that, but if you make fidget spinners, we can survive without them.
What are all internet, the fucking Indian factory workers
if you make internet content, yeah, we'll survive without you.
I don't know. Anybody who
do you see what I'm saying?
Content creators don't. All right, never mind.
As we create content. But no, what it is, Joel.
I hate myself.
No, the point is, I feel like subconsciously, we kind of realize that what we're doing every day.
Oh, it means nothing.
And it drains
you. I'm not even saying my life means nothing. I'm just saying, like, my day job means nothing. And you know what's funny?
Hold on, real quick, Joel. Uh-huh. It means something in the sense that it's financially supporting you to do what you want to do.
Right.
Right? But in the scheme of, like, things in general,
uh-huh,
what we do doesn't really fucking matter.
No, absolutely. And you know what's, like, because of COVID, if it wasn't for COVID, we wouldn't have this job, period. Yeah. Especially
thank you, COVID. God bless COVID.
And honestly, God bless COVID.
Yeah, I'm gonna say it right now.
I miss COVID too.
The traffic was amazing.
Nothing.
Amazing.
Dude, we can steal. It was awesome.
Yeah, but anyways,
well, we were doing that before that. Anyway, sorry. But when I went my old job, I was a line cook for like 5 years, and like for 2 years I worked at a fancy restaurant, a Michelin star restaurant, and I remember we shut down twice. And the second time we shut down, that was like pretty much it for me. And then I remember I had said, fuck it, like, I need to get this job. Like, I need to get this job, so fuck it. Fine, I'll go back to fucking manual labor or whatever. So I'm, like, a month or so into this job, and, like, my old chef calls me, and he's all like, hey, you know, we're ready to open up. I just wanted to see if you're, like, available for that. And, like, hey, if you've moved on, that's okay. You know, we've had a couple other people and, like, executive chefs that have also moved on, and it's all right. You know, we just want to touch bases with you. And I was like, you know what? Honestly, yeah, I got this new job, you know, and it's pays pretty well, and, you know, it's consistent, and, you know, I'm actually set right here, and that's okay. And I appreciate your call. And, like, he was all like, yeah, no problem, you know, and, like, and that's okay. And you know what? Shout out to Chef John. He fucking, it is funny. This nigga was all like, so what is it? You know, like, what kind of job, if you don't mind me asking? I was like, oh, yeah, you know, we make so-and-so. And he's all like, oh, wow, it's incredible what they consider essential business nowadays.
That's what I'm fucking saying. I think you might have made the wrong decision sometimes. Like, the job you have before
man.
Is like a pro- I know you were stressed out at that. First of all, you've been stressed out at this job, too.
I've been stressed for
I think the stress
like
just comes with the job, right?
Sure.
But being, like, having that ability to be like a Michelin star chef, though,
is
so much more impressive.
I was well on my way, and I'm still, that's a skill I really pride myself on.
If you ever get
a
fucking opportunity to like work at a place like that again, I advise
you
take it. If they offer you good
money. Here's the problem.
Like salary job.
Overworked, grossly underpaid. That's how it's always been the difference.
But think about
that is that's the difference that makes the entire thing.
But that's what sucks. Now you work a job that isn't art. Because it pays more.
Dude, it pays like, I'm not even trying to flex, but like it fucking pays almost twice as much.
Yeah, so, but doesn't that suck ass?
It does.
So, all right, not to be like fucking gay here, but like
that is
fucking like how capitalism slowly drains your soul.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like it's weird
and
fucking.
And I'm a capitalist.
I try to be, but I'm really fucking not at the core of my
being. I just play the game.
So,
okay.
Like what I'm saying is like, I think that fucking, the chef job is like a goddamn borderline art form. I'm not going to call it an art form.
Well, here's
but
the
it's
thing.
A borderline
I
art
believe,
form.
I believe it's a definitely a form of art
it's
to me.
It's fucked up, by the way. Hold on. This is like an expensive-ass restaurant. They'd pay you like dirt cheap like that.
They
That's
were paying me.
Up.
I had to fight just to get 18 an hour. And jeez. I know and I understand some people are just like, 18 an hour? But like
in California, that's
but
not
California,
a lot.
You can go fuck your dad, okay? Like, no, get the fuck out of here, dude. Like, I'm not... I'm not fucking busting my ass working until almost 1 in the morning, taking the train back. Well, I have
a car now.
Yeah,
well, hold on. You have a car now. Yeah, yeah.
I have a car now. But I, on that fucking pay, I wasn't able to fucking afford a car, let alone establish a line of credit, you know, well enough for me to purchase a fucking car.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
You know?
And it's like they... Not a cheap place. Name drop some celebrities who would eat at this place.
The Rock.
The Rock. Hold on. Nicholas. How are you going to... Why did you start with that? How are you going to top The Rock?
Okay.
Hold
on. Well, Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas... How are you going to top Nicolas Cage?
The cast of I think it's Penny Dreadful. They even filmed an episode there. I know.
I should have started with them. You should have started with Penny Dreadful, dude. You should have started with Penny Dreadful.
Who else? Fucking...
I mean, you already...
You know what? I swear to God, I thought I was tripping, and it was like an old paisa who was chill as fuck. I forget his name, but he was all like, it's Meg Ryan.
And I was Meg
like,
Ryan?
Yeah, I was all like, what the fuck?
The actress?
Yeah.
From like way back in the
day? Yeah, that's what I was all like. And I saw the lady leaving, but like she was with like a bunch of people. You know people that look like they got money.
Yeah.
Like not niggas, you know?
Meg Ryan, not a, you know.
Far from
it. Just happens to not be any
sort of... No, but I'm just saying, like, people, like, they're not... Their way of, like, dressing up is actually still, like, very subtle, but everything they wear in is, like, pretty fucking expensive.
See, that... Let's sidebar that. Okay, I want to circle
anyway,
back to that.
Anyway, but, like, but
no,
Ryan...
Hold on. So, we've established now, like, this is a pricey place. This is downtown. That's why... That was another bitch of it, though. The commute was a nightmare, right? Bro, fuck that.
As a graffiti writer, I did enjoy...
Public transportation can suck a
cock. I did sort of enjoy my commute home, but, dude, I was there... On the L.A. Metro at the turn of the fucking homeless epidemic where motherfucker... I have a fucking video still on my Instagram. I got to dig deep in my archive. But it's an entire car. And it was like I got off like a couple of stops before La Brea off the expo line because I wanted to skate down and like catch some tags and shit like that. You know, because I knew my bus wasn't going to come for like another 45 minutes. So I was like, fuck it. I'm going to get off at Farmdale. You know, or Farmdale, or was it Crenshaw? I don't remember. Anyway, but I got off, and then, like, I was just, like, catching little throwies and shit, trying to kill this paint. And then, like, I remember before I got off, like, I just decided to shoot a video of, like, and I didn't notice until I got up and turned around that every other row had a homeless person with their shit in it.
Yeah, so hold on. So
and I was there for all of that.
You're dealing with that.
Yeah.
But if the job paid better, you would take that job.
If the job paid better, I would...
Say it paid the same as the one you have right now. Say it paid the same.
Okay.
It's a craft.
That's fine.
It's a craft what you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? And
I learned a lot, dude.
Now the thing is, I am, and yourself, I'm going to speak for you a little bit. It's like we're artist type motherfuckers, right? Yeah. But I think some of these guys that are like cutthroat capitalist business guys, right? That's their art. It's business. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like that's their – they perceive this to be art. And, like, that's fine, and I get it. It's the same way that – like, shout out to fucking big homie fucking young Lil Castles, right?
Oh, word, yeah.
So young Lil Castles,
my nigga, Lil
he
Castles,
fucking
yeah.
taught me – this is what I learned from Pete Heavy.
Word.
I learned that, like, he respects artists based on their business acumen sometimes.
No, I get it.
He's like, the music is a – fucking secondary thing. It's look
well,
at Taylor Swift.
About rap music.
No, Taylor Swift. Right? Fuck Taylor.
Okay, she's a business.
Look
woman.
At the Kardashians.
Yeah.
So
Beyonce.
These are people who, in a way, as an artist, you have to instinctually be like, fuck these people.
Sure.
Right? Fuck them.
Yeah.
Like, if you consider yourself an artist, but you fuck with Taylor Swift on an emotional level, you're not. You are a fucking basic bitch. Right?
And you know what? Sidebar, little quick joke here. Earlier today, Kevin had to leave work early to go pick up his brother from UCLA because it's getting crazy. And then, like, he was all like, somebody was like, what's he studying? And he was like, oh, he's a business major. And Kevin is the artist. And I was like, not a creative bone in his body, huh? He was like, he can't even draw a straight line.
Type shit. And it's like, so they're, like, I'm not going to say Taylor Swift is bad at music, but it's just overproduced bullshit, right?
Yeah.
And it's Hackney and it's fucking everything. But the business acumen behind her career is impressive. Mm-hmm. And if you look at business like an art form, fuck, she's Picasso. Because she's putting out more money than fucking goddamn
hell
everybody.
Yeah, and white people pay for music and concerts.
We kind of do.
Nah, we kind of do.
Yeah.
Rolling Loud.
Now, music.
Rolling Loud
music
is a lot of Mexicans and fucking white people. Okay.
Nah, I feel like Rolling Loud's an even mix. The thing is, they made it all ages. All right, we're getting off topic again.
Sorry.
So fucking. So it's an art form. They see like business as an art.
Yeah.
And like I kind of get both sides now, and I think that's like the capitalist part of me, where it's like I see like I respect the hustle.
Definitely.
Respect the hustle.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, sure.
And if someone does something slick and it's a fucking brilliant idea, you got to give it to him. Like, you kind of have to. But then there's also the other guy in me who's like, I respect, at the end of the day, you could have $1 billion, you could have a fucking plane, you could have everything in the world,
right?
But the motherfucker who's like who's strung out on dope in East LA fucking playing a guitar and singing something that actually really hits you in the soul
is
gonna get my respect before the billionaire every fucking day.
Definitely.
No, who am I? What do I care? What do I need your respect? You're right, I'm some shithead, drunk, alcoholic, piece of shit. I get that.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
fucking
true,
at the end of the
true.
Day, bro, I'm just telling you how it is. And I don't think that is my opinion. I think it's everyone's opinion who understands what I'm coming from.
Yeah.
It's fucking Gigi Allen is more respectable than Taylor Swift in my book. Fuck you.
Ugh. Okay.
I'm saying it right now.
All
right.
No, yeah.
To anyone who never looked up Gigi Allen, look up Gigi Allen. But fucking
hell yeah.
Jesus Christ Allen. But fucking.
Bite it, you scum.
It's draining me, man. It's fucking draining me that, like, I know for a fact that I'm not expressing myself in any way with my job, and the fact that I really don't help anyone. Like, people say they help you, but at the end of the day, I'm just helping them make money, which is great. And it's like, but that if they don't deliver whatever the fuck they deliver, it doesn't end the world.
No.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
No.
Like, no one's going to fucking die.
No.
And it's like, that does make a difference. And I might be being petty, I don't know, but fucking think about it. Think about your job. Out there, all y'all. Think about your job and see what you actually affect.
Yeah, and we would honestly.
Do you matter?
I want a little feedback from this. I would love to hear what people like have to
all
say.
All four of you that are listening,
come on, give it to us. There's at least nine.
Three of which I know your job because you probably work with me. Fucking.
That's pathetic.
That's sad, dude. We're losers. So what we've established, we're back. We're back after a year.
Yeah.
We're still losers. We're still fat.
Yeah. Yeah, well,
yeah,
yeah, but I got a toaster oven.
You're no longer a single man, so you're not lonely anymore, which is good. That's an upside.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're
I don't
no want to
kill
single.
Myself anymore.
Yeah, I still very much.
Yeah,
do.
You still kind of do.
But,
I mean, I keep you from it.
Yeah,
you know,
barely.
Yeah. Well, it's a goddamn it. Okay, to fucking copy you, I'm not a power lifter. Okay.
What do you mean?
You're fat.
Oh, if I was trying to like hang myself, you couldn't like lift me up. That's a bit of a reach.
Sorry.
I'm not a miracle worker. It would have been funnier. But fucking.
stupid.
that would be classic. But I don't know. Yeah. I'm happy to be back. We're definitely planning on to anyone who gives a shit, to all three of you who gives a shit, we're doing this.
We're doing this.
We're coming back.
All in it, okay?
I promise our
lives are a bit more stable, and we're a bit more rooted, and we're a bit more financially sound, and we don't hate ourselves as much, which kind of makes the content a little bit better.
I'm actually less financially sound than I was last year. Like 100%.
So I'm doing okay.
I'm fucking not doing okay.
Job is, you know.
You want to subscribe to our Patreon,
You know what? Let's set up a Patreon soon. I'll actually fucking do it this time. And like, oh, God.
We should just do OnlyFans.
I mean, come on. Everybody's going to think we're going to fuck.
Okay, so.
They might actually pay.
And then they're like, it's just a podcast.
Which gotcha,
honestly
bitch.
is like a mental version of having sex with people.
What?
You know what I'm saying? Like getting all in your mind and shit.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this,
we're gonna mind rape you.
Yeah. So fucking, I don't know, but it's good to be back. What the fuck have you been doing? What's happened in the past year?
Honestly,
what have we been watching? What the fuck? This is what we talked
about.
Well,
okay. Yeah. Okay. Let's start with that. Yeah. What have you been watching?
Me?
Lately. Oh, I'll go first.
Yeah, you go first.
We'll just do the
rattle
tip.
Off
we'll
like,
just do the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, we'll do tip
fallout.
Of the iceberg. Fallout? You doing
Fallout?
Fallout. You like
honest
it, yes
opinion
or no?
On that. You.
I'm with it.
I'm with it too. I think it was done very well. I think it's better than The Last of Us. You know?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I disagree.
I think it's better than The Last of Us.
Oh, I hardcore disagree. Oh my gosh.
I think they barely scratched the surface of it, and I think they're playing it. They're kind of playing the long game. With it, because, like, I was expecting, like, all right, I don't care about spoilers. Go fuck yourself.
It's a little late.
It's
a little late. It's been out for a minute.
I don't know. They didn't blow their load with the Deathclaw right away.
They're doing it in season two.
Yeah, definitely. At the end, like, you see the skull in the desert, and it looks like that super irradiated desert from, I believe
New Vegas.
Well, oh, yeah.
They pulled up in
New
Vegas.
In New Vegas. Yeah. And you know what? I cracked that open, too. It's all of the games are free on Game Pass right now, so.
Yeah. Well, all right. Tight. So here's the thing about Fallout. I don't think that. Do you think that potentially it's going to be better than The Last of Us, or season one was better than season one of The Last of Us?
I enjoyed this better than The Last
really?
Of Us.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't agree with you less.
It's just an opinion, dude.
Well, no, it's not. It's not. It's almost objective.
Sure.
What actor's performance was, like, incredible in Fallout?
The black guy.
Was he? That guy sucked. He's like the worst character.
Yeah, he's a pussy.
And the guy from Righteous Gemstones does a good job as the ghoul sheriff.
He's the best, really.
But what moment of his were you like, oh, shivers? Like, not really. He's cool all in all, but
I want more and more of his backstory.
The fact that you can't name a moment is
you're
problematic.
You're not letting me. Okay,
name
God
a moment. Name
it,
a moment,
dude.
Then. Take your time.
The acting isn't
yeah,
what
that
is.
He like was like, oh wow, that's an impressive like acting what just happened right there.
Bombs dropping is a good scene, you know.
His acting,
yeah.
Yeah, you said he's a good character. His acting.
Yeah, his acting, you know, the bomb dropping scene, yeah.
When
the bombs dropped?
Yeah, but what did he do in that scene? I don't even remember him being.
He's more reactive acting.
Okay, but The Last of Us was like Pedro Pascal fucking aced it. Nick Offerman fucking aced it. Like, the girl.
Okay, I'm going to say it. I like Fallout better than The Last of Us.
Why, though?
I don't
like. I'm telling you objectively. It's
I mean,
not as
like,
good.
I don't like. I like that franchise more.
You mean the
more.
Franchise?
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about as a show, though.
Oh, as a show, like
The Last of Us is better.
It's a better show. My favorite episode is the gay love story. I never would have thought that I would be so invested and so heartbroken
in a side story
over a side story, let alone two gay men.
Okay, hold on. Let's break that down real quick.
Okay.
So that whole, for those of you who've seen The Last of Us, there's a famous episode where Nick Offerman, who's Ron Swanson from Parks and Recreation, it kind of plays out a story. It's in a flashback of him and this like man that fall in love and whatever.
Yeah.
But this in the game was expressed in like postcards that you found on the ground.
Yeah.
So
what they
took from that game was like this deep lore shit. And they were like, let's do an episode based on this, which they never show you these characters really in the game. The guy's already dead when you pull up.
I'm going to be a little cynical and say, like, you know what? Fuck it. Make him gay.
Well, he was already gay in the fucking game.
I don't know for sure.
I think
about
he
that.
Was. Yeah, I think he says boyfriend in one of the fucking, or husband in one of the fucking notes.
Okay.
I watched a YouTube video about it.
No. Oh, okay.
But, so they, like, pull this area of deep lore, which one doesn't step on any of the other shit. Like, it doesn't retcon anything. So it's free game.
Yeah.
And they, Nick Offerman, his performance is incredible.
Yeah. Hell
it's
yeah.
It's Emmy worthy. It's beyond Emmy worthy.
Mm hmm.
And there's no performance in Fallout that I think matches that quality. And Pedro Pascal, period. His whole, every scene he's in, and I know it's a hackneyed, like, Dick Ridery, like, hype thing to be, but the guy fucking does kill it. He kills it.
Yeah.
In everything he does, he kills it.
I've been to watch that Nicolas Cage movie.
It's really good.
Yeah.
It's really good.
They're just high on drugs the whole time.
All right, so I know a guy who fucking hates Nicolas Cage, and he saw that movie, and it turned him on Nicolas Cage.
Name names.
Name
oh,
names.
What a fucking...
Yeah.
Fuck him. He always says shit like that. Like, oh, no, fuck
he,
that.
He turned around. He turned
and
around
then he
on
turns
it.
Around. He's like, oh, okay, actually watch
but,
it.
But it's the movie's great. And Pedro Pascal, though, the guy is a fucking phenomenal actor right now. Like, he's just in the zone. So, I can't say that Fallout... I like the franchise better than The Last of Us. I played Fallout. I didn't play Last of Us. Fucking... But the show itself was just better quality.
Right.
It was better editing. It was better fucking sound. It was also a bigger
honestly,
budget, probably.
Well, with the... Amazon...
It's HBO.
With Amazon...
Well, actually, Amazon has hella money, though.
Well, Amazon, I don't know why. I just feel like their shows feel like...
Cheap?
Yeah. RC Cola to fucking Pepsi. You know
the
what
Boys,
I mean?
Though.
Yeah, no. The Boys is great.
I wouldn't call that cheap.
I wouldn't...
Let's bring The Boys into the mix.
Okay.
Homelander.
Yeah.
Butcher.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Giancarlo Esposito.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All three of them, anytime they're on screen,
mm-hmm.
is fucking amazing.
Yeah.
You are drawn in. There's no character like that in Fallout. Now, Fallout potentially could be better because they have so much more to work with lore-wise.
Well, the thing about Fallout is that your main character is like is you. So yeah. It's just like you they're just giving you like three different versions of like a Fallout storyline.
Yeah, I get that.
You know, right? So it's just like that's why to me like those actors are just kind of like the everyman actors.
Yeah, but Fallout has characters. The chick's pretty hot, though. They have characters that are in no matter what who you pick. So RPG, for those who don't know, role playing game. Think Final Fantasy. Think fucking
Rocket
Pokemon.
Propelled grenade.
Think any of that type of shit. You build your own character and you are the main character, right? Mm-hmm. And there's usually an arc that you have to follow, so they're all kind of the same. But like as far as visual representation of the main character or protagonist of Fallout, it's up in the air.
Yeah.
So Star Wars suffers from the same thing with Darth Revan, right? So and we're gonna get on some nerd shit. So Darth Revan is the
are midichlorians?
He's the main character of fucking Knights of the Old Republic. Classic iconic game, and everyone wants to cast Keanu Reeves as Darth Revan because in the book and in like fan art, it's always kind of looked like Keanu Reeves. But in the game, it could be like anybody. You build a character. Yeah, yeah, it's a black lady or an Asian man. Like it could be anybody. So Fallout's gonna fucking take a hit there because you're never gonna hit the representation. First of all, if you wanted to represent who's playing Fallout, you'd make the character a white man. I mean, who's playing Fallout? 80% white men. I'm sorry, I'm calling it right now. But fucking like, with Last of Us, you have a built-in main two characters. And you can build the whole thing and build their character because it's the same for everybody. So they have an edge there. But fucking the performances are just better. And, like, I like Fallout a lot. But The Last of Us, if I had to trade, like, which one do I get a season more of? I'm picking fucking Last of Us.
I don't pick Fallout.
You're nuts.
I want another season. Because
you have hope.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I don't have hope. I'm trusting in The Last of Us because I already seen what they can do.
Yeah, but I saw what they did to the second game, and I was just like, okay.
All right, well, that's a different story. I'm not going to talk about the second game.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Although, you know what? Now I support the second game, because I've had an epiphany over the last weekend. You know what I mean?
What did you do over the weekend?
Right, hold on. Did we do a podcast after Sick New World last year?
Yeah.
All right, so this is, what, really?
Yeah.
Was that like one of the last ones we did, huh?
Yeah, one of the last of us.
Cool. So it's fucking, all right, and we're circling back then. So okay. I went back to Sick New World this year.
I have.
Let me tell y'all how Joel fucked me over, by the way. Let me tell y'all how Joel fucked me over real quick. All right, Joel, shut the fuck up. I'm talking now. All right. So it's a couple months back, you know, Sick New World tickets go on sale. It's a festival background. It's a festival, a new metal festival. It's very much late 90s, 2000s type vibe. Metal, like metal stuff.
This year, it was more hard. It was more harder.
We'll get back to that later. Okay. But, all right, so these tickets, it's a big old festival. It's in Vegas. It's one day. They go on sale like a month after the last one, like a year ahead type shit. So Joel hits me up frantically, and he's like, oh, shit, those tickets are on sale, bro. Let's get our fucking tickets. Yeah. I was like, oh, hell yeah, they just went up. So immediately, I went on there, grabbed my ticket, called Joel back, and he's like, I was like, oh, did you get a ticket? He's like, no, I can't afford this here, man. I was like, what the fuck? And so I was like, all right, cool, I'll just return. They're non-refundable. They're non-refundable tickets, right? So I was like, okay, cool.
Don't worry, I fucked over Kevin, too.
You just fucked me. And I know it's like,
Kevin
got
his money back and then
some. Yeah, you can sell them and shit, and that's fine. But, you know, after a while, I was like, fuck it, I'm going to just go because a bunch of our other friends are going.
Yeah.
So, that's where I was at
last
this
year. They were like, I paid $450 for my ticket. This year, they were like $5-something.
No, I paid $460.
My shit was like fucking $5-something.
You probably did like tier two then, like an idiot.
What do you mean? I can't help it. Every time I try to get fucking tickets for a festival, I never get tier one. I never get tier two. I'm in the fucking waiting room fucking homepage or whatever for like 20 fucking minutes past the goddamn shit, and I never fucking get tier one or tier two.
I literally got my tickets when you called me when you were getting
your tickets. White privilege.
Yeah, bullshit. Fucking. All right, so I got my ticket. I went. Going to Vegas is always a fun time, right? And if you ain't in Cali, like, it's like a fucking 4-hour drive with no traffic. It's an 8-hour with traffic.
People that don't understand, you know, between Los Angeles and Las Vegas, you know.
Don't we have motherfuckers listening in, like, Germany?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, do you think they know, like, the difference?
No, so that's what I'm telling them. So anyway, it's like.
Yeah, but you had a shitty tone. You're like, for people who don't know.
Well, I was going to say, like, it's like if you live in New York, it's like going to the Poconos.
From New York?
Yeah.
Actually, that might be accurate.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a bit longer. That's a
Is it
drive.
Really?
No, that's
really?
Yeah, because you're in it's Pennsylvania, like way out there. Actually, yeah. You know what?
No, it's
you
the
know
same.
What?
No,
it'd be about the same.
Yeah,
like, yeah. But ours is worse with traffic. So when you're getting out of LA, that was 2 hours.
Yeah.
So I'm driving, right? I drive. It's a great time. Let's go into my sick new world. Can I go into my sick new world?
Sure.
Sorry.
We'll do that. All but right. real quick though, Job, what are you whipping nowadays?
Oh, that's another change.
Yeah.
The Mustang.
Yeah.
The Dustang.
The Dustang is no longer with us.
She's no longer
Tell
with
us,
us.
Let's talk about that real quick.
Oh, man.
All right. So what happened that day? So you were driving drunk, right?
So, no. I was fucking – actually was not. I fucking –
in a school zone going 50,
right? Yeah. I drove through an orphanage.
Looking through his dusty windshield.
It was a Black Lives Matter rally, and I just rammed into it drunk off my ass. I actually really have no problem with Black Lives Matter. I just was drunk. You know what I'm saying? It makes me look bad because I'm white. But so anybody seeing articles about me being racist, it's not true. I was just drunk.
And while he was getting pulled out of the car, he was saying, like, I can't breathe. But it wasn't because, like, they were, like, you know, impeding on his windpipe. It was because he was laughing so hard.
Yeah, I was like, I can't breathe. Just like that fucking one guy. That junkie that they killed.
Stop.
This is all jokes. All right, we got to reiterate that. This is all jokes. We tried to go woke for a while. We just can't.
We can't do it.
But, all right, so the Mustang. All right,
yes.
So this is a
what happened?
Cautionary tale
for
all of you guys to maintain your vehicles.
Okay.
So my tires, my back tires were just slicks. I had not changed them ever.
You know what? My front tires are almost slicks right now.
Zero traction at all, right? I'm driving back from OC, like down there. And this is yeah, around there. And this is around Christmas last year, which for those of you in LA, you remember it was like a week of rain, right? And a week of rain does 2 weeks of rain does a fucking lot of damage to this city, bro. These
roads are not meant for rain.
It's a hackneyed thing, but it's true, right? So it's late at night. I'm driving. This motherfucker in front of me slams his brakes, like just slams them, brake checks my ass. And I swerved around him, right? And I swerved hard. It was a wide turn. It's like, fuck, I just dodged him. When I swerved, I started fishtailing. I lost traction in my tires. And then when I fishtailed, I overcorrected. So I was fishtailing to the
typical
left.
Typical Mustang driver.
It's for real. It's a very typical Mustang thing. And I fucking fishtail out. So that means my back end starts sliding out to the left. So I overcorrect. You're supposed to correct. I overcorrected. Yeah. I slide to the right, and I hit the medium. And I just fucking took out my car. Like, completely wrecked the front end soda can. You know what I mean? I fucking, like, you know, I remember it so well because I literally unscathed. So Joel saw me, like, the next day.
All he had was just, like, a little...
I had a rug burn on my wrist
from the airbag.
Yeah.
And airbag the size of a fucking bath pillow.
It was a fucking throw pillow at best. I'm surprised I survived it.
As, like, By the way... I know how tight the inside of a two-door 05 fucking Dustang, how tight it could be.
Oh, sick.
But, whatever. But, like, holy shit, dude. For the size of that fucking...
car.
Like, the airbag is, like...
You saw it deployed and, like, deflated. It's tiny. It's so dangerous.
It's like a cotton ball.
Let's double up on this. I know my mom's not listening, but no seatbelt. No seatbelt, right? So I fucking...
You know what? You didn't start wearing a seatbelt until you lost the Dustang.
Yeah, because now I'm like, holy fuck, that's my one. There's no way that I make it again. All right, Joel, to put this in perspective...
Go ahead.
My car is completely sideways on the highway. Front end, gone. Smashed. I had to kick my door open. I couldn't open my door. It was so fucked up. I had to kick my door open to get out of the car, right? So fucking the cops come. They push the car out the way, yada, yada, yada. Car's fucking gone, whatever. Fucking
total.
R.I.P.
R.I.P., just killed the club.
And so then what I do is I had this like idea in my head for a long time. I was like, you know what, man? I'm going to jump on this. I want to get like an old black guy type of car. I want to get like a black dude type of car. You know what I'm saying? Like I've always been like JDM, muscle, like type shit. And if I was really going to get it, I would get Charger and I'd get a Hellcat. You know what I'm saying? And fucking like, but I'm not going to be that basic, right? I'm not looking for that type of thing.
It's funny. Like some people do blackface. Some people do black voice. Job does black car.
Black car. And what I got was a Cadillac, motherfucker.
Yeah, so what is it? What
I got a Cadillac CTS fucking quote-unquote V. We'll circle back to that. Two-door. All right, now hold on. There is tinted windows. You know what I'm saying? There is not a single honky. I've been looking in every CTS V. Like that CTS.
Not a single honky.
Old white guys bought them in 2012.
for a minute.
Now it's 2024. Mm-hmm. Only young black dudes have these cars. Word. And they usually have like 22s.
Yeah.
But I still have my stocks. You know what I'm saying? But so I was like, I want to get a black guy car. I've always wanted a Cadillac too, because Cadillac is just cool.
Yeah.
Like, I used to have a Cadillac hoodie back in middle school. Like, just a Cadillac logo. So I thought it was cool. Cadillacs are fucking cool.
Cadillac logo is sick, especially the old school, like, original one. It's fucking horrid.
So, Cadillac, new car, new job, right? We fucking, and I deemed it the Battleac.
The Battleac.
Battleac, because I want to lift it, put it on swap tires, and shit like that. I think that'd be funny. You know
I can't
I mean?
Wait till you grow out of that.
I'm not, because if I made... If I made buku bucks, I'd buy a Porsche Dakar or like an off-road Porsche too.
So now the car is turning Joe black.
And I'm just turning black.
You're like
blacker.
A symbiote.
But all right. So sick new world.
Yeah.
All right. So we're driving to. I'm driving to Vegas. Mm-hmm. Meeting up with like I have like two different groups of friends that are going. I'm meeting up with like both of them. Right. Sick new world is four stages. Okay.
And now, this year it's four stages.
Last
year was
four.
No. There's an extra stage this year. No.
I'll double check.
I think there is.
But it's multiple stages, and each stage has its own, like, vibe, right?
Yeah.
That's the thing about Sick New World. No, you're right. It's five stages. You're right. Diablo stage is the new one.
Dude, Diablo stage is the fucking...
So each stage kind of is, like, curated to a different vibe, right? And you have, like, you have your fucking... Your main stage, the two stages are the main stages. That's where your headliners are, and that's just kind of headliners.
Yeah,
so who's there is big bands. Then all the other stages are kind of like curated based on the vibe of like the bands there. So the Diablo stage that Joel is about to get into, that's the hardcore stage.
The HXC stage, bro.
Like
honestly,
straight moshing, punching. People got fucking hurt.
Fucking wrecked, dude.
Yeah. It was bad. It was
all
bad.
All the videos I've seen and like comments from like Instagram, and I even checked out the Reddit for Sick New World. HXC had the best fucking energy in the entire festival.
No, I disagree.
Oh, okay, this is where our
different
tastes...
There's people who actually
tastes...
got fucking hurt there, though.
Yeah, I fucking fuck with that.
No, you don't.
You can't see it, but I'm wrapping the fucking microphone cable around
my
arm.
You talk shit, but I've never seen... No, bro. You don't... You're not a crowd basher, bro. Get out of here.
No, like, I don't crowd kill. That shit's gay.
That's what people are doing there.
No, I know.
Yeah,
that's what... Stay away from the fucking edge.
Define that, by the way. Edge.
Okay.
If a pit opens up by
listen,
you...
Listen, crowd killing is like... Okay, so when a mosh pit opens up, there's obviously, naturally, there's people that are along the edges pushing people and punching you sometimes, you know? So... Crowd killing is people that jump in the fucking pit and start punching on people on the outer rim just standing there. So if you're not ready for it, you're just going to catch one in the mouth or in the eye and in the face. And, like, we're not talking about no push pit. And there's a difference here between, like, real moshing and a push pit, you know? Like, this is, like, HXC and, like, look, man.
Hold on. That's a good term.
Hardcore shit.
Like, that's a good term. Like, I know what you mean. Like, there's mosh pits for those of you uninitiated.
Yeah.
Like, mosh pit, you all know what that is, right? But a push pit is like, it's just people kind of bumping into each other. And that's fun.
So, yeah, that's fun, you know?
But when you start throwing elbows, you're on the Diablo stage.
And that's the straight up is some fucking devil shit, bro. Cause,
also,
like,
Diablo.
I swear to God, I will stage dive. I'm at a point in my life where I'm like, fuck it, here I go.
You would fall through the entire planet.
I know. I'll be fat nigga that will fucking front flip into the crowd. Okay?
And land in China.
I am 200
right through the planet.
I will fucking jump. I will front flip into the crowd, okay? And I am 268 pounds now. Guess who lost weight? But you know what's fucked up? A year ago, I weighed 241.
Damn, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
But all right, so hold on. So the Diablo stage, just to like, put this in, so it was different than the other ones.
It was
Diablo
the
stage,
only one that had a tent.
Yeah, it had a tent over it. It was smaller, and it was like all HXC bands. So that's where like your fucking hardcore, I want to fucking bleed type guys are.
Tsunami. You know,
I got you. Hold on. So, okay. Tsunami stage.
Tsunami. Oh, they started the day out.
Hold on.
Glare.
Glare started the day
out. Okay, but Zulu.
That's fourth. Hold on. Dude. So, hold on real quick. Here's the list. Glare, Fury.
Glare is hard.
Hold on. Glare, Fury, Spy, Zulu. Gel, Ultra Sun, Drop 19s, Trash Talk.
Drop 19. Trash Talk. That's fucking hard, bro.
Tsunami, Super Heaven, Fresh
Water. I love
Super Heaven. Flesh Water, Loathe.
Loathe,
Kublai Khan,
awesome
Tex Tejas.
Yes, bro.
Drain, Vane FM.
Yeah.
Code Orange.
Code Orange is fucking hard too.
Better Lovers, Static Dress, and Incendiary.
Dude, so Zulu, hold on, real quick. Zulu is an all black hardcore band, and they have a fucking one of their bars in the song is you know, everybody wants to be a nigga until it's time to be one, and then it's like breakdown.
That's not bad.
It's fucking hard, dude. Like, well, Zulu is fucking, they fucking rule. Loathe is honestly one of my new favorite bands.
Really?
Yeah, Loathe. That, like, dude, they were there last year. You know?
Okay. But, all right. So then you also had
Drain is fucking awesome too.
You also had the Spiral stage, right? So this is a different vibe.
Yeah.
This is where I saw Wednesday 13th.
Was Knocked Loose there?
Paleface Swiss, Violent Vera, Fear Factory.
Fear Factory. If you guys know, that's
Power Man 5000.
They were there again.
Fun fact: Rob Zombie's brother.
Yeah.
Helmet. You remember Helmet?
Yeah.
Helmet was there.
Fucking what's his fuck used to tour with them.
Taproot, Skindred, Dayseeker.
Yo, Skindred. They fucking that looked fun.
Dope.
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 Yeah.
What was it?
Hell
die, motherfucker,
yeah.
Die, motherfucker, die,
motherfucker, die, motherfucker, die.
So that's their song.
And that song, Psycho Bitch, with the music video that was X-rated and had fucking big fake titties all over it.
Nice. All right, and then you also had fucking Slaughter to Prevail.
Hell, yeah. Also,
they're fun.
Yeah, they're fucking tight, man.
Static X played this stage.
Man, a lot of people dissing on the new singer.
It's a new singer.
I know. It's just not, it's not Wayne Slipknot. Static. No, there's plenty of Slipknot right, hate.
I was dissing on him.
But you know what's
I was dissing on him.
No, okay, look, here that's the line right there with like Slipknot fans. And it sucks that Slipknot, Deftones, Superheaven, even though they're relatively new and stuff like that, Duster even at one point, fucking they've become TikTok fucking bands. TikTok music. And it like
I don't know if I can call Slipknot TikTok music.
Well, no,
they're just that big that of course there's going to be TikToks.
Okay,
but they're also bigger than TikTok.
Yeah.
They're not just on TikTok.
Yeah, I know. But I just, that's just kind of how it still is.
Sidebar, I feel like that with La Dispute.
Yeah.
I really hate that people are like finding out La Dispute.
Yeah.
Like, I fucking hate it.
We're a music podcast. All right,
hold on.
Now.
No, yeah, we're this. I'm sorry. This is a music episode. This is a music episode, but I got to break this down. So, this is some hipster shit.
Yeah.
But like, La Dispute was a band that like I listened to that only like down ass fools fucking knew.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and it's like, because their
yo,
music.
Shouts out fucking Gert. That nigga.
That fucking. Does he know about
yeah.
La Dispute?
All right. Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Fucking. I went with Gert.
Yeah,
he was there with
yeah.
me. But shout out to him for fucking giving me a place to sleep. Fuck.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
I slept in a bed with him. Yeah. Me and him slept in a bed and kissed.
Head
to
feet? Head to feet?
No, that's because then you smell feet all night.
Especially yours. They're fucking horrendous.
Mine? Fuck you.
Yeah, they are.
Not as bad as yours.
No. I wash my feet just because I've had athlete's foot a couple of times this year.
For a couple
of
years. But so, no. Back on this, though. La Dispute is like one of those bands that was like kind of like my little band. You know what I'm saying? Like
yeah,
people,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And then, like, what happens is a clip of a song, which is a lot easier to digest than a whole song, right?
Yeah.
Gets viral on the internet. You can reuse people's sounds
Slipknot,
and shit.
Out, for example, and Custer.
Yeah, but yeah, you're right. And that was my little song for a while. That was like Slipknot
was
like
yeah,
a song that people didn't know by Slipknot.
Custer, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But like Duality, you'd expect it. Like Left Behind, shit like that. But so La Dispute is one of these bands that like their music actually is like art. Like the guy really is like displaying true pain.
Emotion.
Yeah. And it gets devalued.
Circus Survive. Is,
no, no,
is
stop,
like that
stop,
to
stop.
Too.
Fucking
saying.
Stop.
Anthony
fucking,
Green,
but
out.
Once that shit like becomes a viral thing, it takes the teeth out of the whole thing and it makes it like just corny.
Yeah.
And it sucks. And it's because it's like people make fun of it and they use it as a joke. And it's like, I get it.
And Superheaven, their song Youngest Daughter is just one of those fucking TikTok, Instagram, reel songs that slowed and reverbed now.
Yeah.
There's versions of it.
Fonch
and it's just
version.
All like, God damn it, dude. That sucks,
and
man.
It's like, it's
they're a good band.
Do you know what it
Leave
is?
Leave them alone.
Do you think, you know what it is? It's great that these bands are getting a shine. Right?
Yeah.
And it's great that people are finding this music. But I'm also like, motherfucker, where were you? You're a faggot, bro. You're a fucking Instagram fucking faggot.
Yeah,
and you were not there back in the fucking day. I'm going to say it right now. It's like, I feel like a Vietnam vet right now, but you weren't there. If you weren't there, you don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, get
you lost, old man. You lost.
This is something that's going to blow. Like, if you're a younger person and you go to metal shows today, like in this current era, like Sick New World and whatever the fuck, this is going to blow your mind because you didn't experience this. If you went to a Lamb of God show, which is one of the biggest metal bands ever.
Yeah.
Lamb of God.
Did they do a Wall of Death?
They did. I wasn't there for that, but they did. But awesome. He's not allowed to call for it, you know? But fucking, so Lamb of God, one of the biggest bands ever. I went to go see Lamb of God in Philly in like 2011, right? Which isn't even like, that's not their heyday. Yeah. Actually, I'd say it's their heyday. It's like around their heyday. And fucking like Redneck, like that era.
Yeah.
So there were no women at the show.
Yeah.
Every
if there were, they were very fat.
They were with a guy or they were gross as fuck. And fucking. And
a lot of times both.
This was the case for all metal shows.
Yeah.
For a long time. You know what I'm saying? Like, and there was like exceptions, right?
I mean, yeah.
Devil Wears Prada, shit
well,
like that.
Well, no, I like when I went to Unholy Alliance back in like 06, or is that 05, 06, Slayer, Metallica, and Children of Bodom. There were like actually like quite a
give
lot
me a percentage.
Of hot chicks, 30%.
30?
Yeah.
Oh, that's retarded high. But it was a festival.
Yeah. No. This is a multi-concert. Well, yeah, kind of festival.
Kind
of.
Yeah. See, like, I'm talking, like, I'm just talking, you go to a show.
Uh-huh.
It was all dudes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Metal was, like, a dude thing. And it's become, like, cool, and everyone fetishizes, like, alt chicks now. So, like, chicks are, like, hella on board with this.
Fucking the big-titty goth, quote-unquote, goth bitches thing.
Yes. Yes, big titty goth girlfriend.
And
whatever.
You know what? Oh, God.
Nah, but hold on, Joel. This is how we're gonna segue into the third part.
Okay.
So all of these like hot girls who are like kind of into this now, like trying to like be seen girls that weren't seen girls. All right, so seen girls were actually fucked up. Like real scene girls
cut themselves
did
and like
dope,
their uncles fucked them
did
or something.
Dope.
Yeah.
They did fucking drugs. They were fucked up chicks, and that's why I always gravitated towards them. And where these women. Are now where these women are now is the Siren stage, which is where I was right. So I went to the Siren stage because a certain artist Kim Dracula played at like the fourth in row, like at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, Siren stage. Put a pin in.
So
that.
Fucking they were doing. All right, let's run down. So maybe you got.
Yeah.
Maybe, all right.
Yeah.
So Snow Strippers.
Never heard of them.
Quanic.
I actually like them.
I never heard.
They have a song. It's, you know what? Instagram reel song now.
I'm going to check it out. Yeah. And then, all right, and then this is where I come in. Barely Human. Okay, so Barely Human spelled with a 6 instead of a B. All right, so I'm at this point, I'm at the show, and I'm on ecstasy. I'm going to just come out and say it.
It wasn't ecstasy.
No, it was ecstasy. Like actual ecstasy.
Oh.
Yeah. I did E. I had Molly as well later, but the E. I took the E, and I took in the beginning of this guy's set. So hold on. Let's circle back on that. Don't jump on this yet. Okay. So I'm at the stage. I'm like kind of, you know, I'm pretty close up. It's not a huge crowd. And this trans person, I'm going to say, comes out. So it's a skinny. I'm going to call it how it is. It's a skinny, like, dude. Very skinny dude.
White man,
pale as fuck, wearing a fishnet, like orange fishnet shirt. Yeah. So just titties all out, but not really titties, just like your chest.
Pectorials.
Long ass hair, makeup all did up. All right? And then wearing a skirt,
slay,
fishnets,
honestly.
Wait, fishnets, uh-huh. And big, like those big fuzzy boots.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay? And this motherfucker comes out, and he's doing some like fucking EDM, pretty much EDM pop screamo millionaires type shit. And but he's doing it a la DJ Khaled. So he's not actually performing the songs. He's just singing along with them with the auto-tune.
Oh, he's
filter.
Doing the he's like doing rapper. What rappers do.
Yeah, doing what rappers
okay,
do.
Yeah.
All right, so not gonna lie, he got the crowd going. Like it was fucking.
Yeah.
He got
yeah,
the crowd
yeah.
going, and I'm That's rolling. Cool. I'm starting to roll at the end of this guy's set, so I'm feeling it.
Yeah.
So now I'm in the fucking dance pit. I call it a dance pit. It was like a push pit. But people were jumping and dancing too.
Yeah, just having fun.
Yeah, just having
not,
fun.
Not
it was
aggressive.
It was exactly.
Not aggressive.
And this guy's music's not very aggressive.
Yeah.
And it's more like fun party music, which is like I didn't expect that at all from Sick New World, right? I didn't know who this guy was. I didn't know who this person was at all. And that's where like I start kicking in. I'm like, you know what? I'm locking in. This is the vibe I'm with, right?
Yeah.
So then Kim Dracula comes out. Kim Dracula, much more like metalcore, but also very much an androgynous, like.
Yeah.
Like, does that
David
thing.
Bowie.
David
kinda.
Bowie. Like,
yeah.
Very much a Manson. Very much Marilyn Manson.
Yeah.
I mean, this
guy,
if you look into him, Kim Dracula is a modern-day Manson. That's what he is.
Yeah.
Like, he's just Marilyn Manson, but updated.
Hey, man. Marilyn Manson
I love
was
it.
A nigga, too.
I love it. Well, Kim Dracula fucking rap.
Yeah.
But fucking Kim Dracula, fuck with him very heavy. I've been fucking with him since I found him. So that was, like, the guy I wanted to see and wanted to roll during.
Yeah, hell
we
yeah.
get in there, and... It's he comes in strong. It's a metal. He starts screaming.
Yeah.
He can scream for real.
Hell yeah.
A little fucky, but I'm rolling. It's fine, right? Motherfucker had a saxophonist on stage. Yeah. I mean, any time a saxophonist gets on stage, I'm there. When I saw Roxy Music, it was the saxophone. Oh, it was that fucking blew me away. So, I'm vibing out, and I start to like come to, right? And then some other band comes on. Who came out after Kim Dracula? V-O-W-W-S, Vowels.
Never heard of them.
Three Teeth and Combi Christ. I've never heard of any of these bands. But they're all like these kind of like synthy 80s, like newer core wave type shit.
Wait, was she passed away? Did they not perform on that stage?
I think they did, but it was after Combi Christ. It was okay. Three. She passed away. I probably would have caught like half their set.
Damn.
So fucking.
Love that band, by the way.
I'm fucking like dancing, moshing, motherfucking. I'm starting to like feel like people are starting to like grope each other. Right?
Mm hmm.
And I'm starting to see.
All right. Okay. Parental advisory. Okay.
It's a little late. But, so I'm starting to like kind of like come to and like analyze my surroundings a little bit. And I'm like, oh, I'm seeing a lot of like white, blue, and pink patches. I'm seeing a lot of like S&M type shit. I'm seeing a lot of this. And I'm like, oh, there are a disproportionate amount of trans people like with me in this crowd right now. Mm-hmm, right. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay. And then Kim Dracula goes in and he does a cover of Paparazzi.
Love
by
that.
Lady, which is a fantastic cover. It's very sad boy.
Love it. Yeah.
It's very sad boy. Yeah. Like if you fuck with sad boy rap, like Lil Peep type shit, you'll fuck with this.
Mm-hmm.
But also very gay. Now let's flash back to Job in seventh grade. This is the first time that I bought an ironic band shirt. It was Lady Gaga.
Uh-huh.
So Lady Gaga, when she came out with that album, the first one, they sold the shirts at Hot Topic. And this was back when Hot Topic was transitioning from like cool to gay.
Dude, Hot Topic had a fucking Backstreet Boys or NSYNC shirt that I really wanted.
Well, this is like something that I was doing like in seventh grade. In seventh grade in New Jersey, people were not wearing ironic like gay shirts.
Yeah,
like you're just a faggot.
Because you were a faggot.
But I started that wave. And I'll say it right now. In Eastern High School, I was like the first motherfucker to do that shit.
Okay.
Right? So I had a Lady Gaga shirt.
You hear that, Eastern High School?
Yeah, fuck y'all. And fucking, so it's like, I had the Lady Gaga shirt. Like, I had multiple Lady Gaga shirts. Like, I've had a couple, and I've always had them in my lineup.
And this is how he ended
up
liking Lady Gaga.
I liked her first two albums, for sure. Mm. Like, they were good albums. But fucking, and the song with R. Kelly, fuck it, is a great song. But fucking, so I'm now noticing that, like, people are getting really touchy-feely, and a lot of people are gay, a lot of people are trans, but also probably the highest concentration of hot-ass chicks were in this like area. Like mm-hmm. hot chicks were there.
Mm-hmm.
It was retarded. Like I was like, what the fuck? This
yep.
is weird.
Yep.
You know what I mean? But I'm just rolling and I'm going with it.
Yep.
Right? So then I'm just going along. I'm getting fucking I'm drunk too at this point, like hella drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going with it. I'm like, fuck it. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just dancing with trannies. I'm dancing with fucking
The siren stage.
And then this is the best part I was telling Joe. And I left out the end of the story.
Okay.
I saved it for this
go
podcast.
On. Okay. Okay.
So fucking
who just sucked.
So then I go out of the crowd. Like I go out of the crowd and I go get another drink, like take a breather, right?
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like two sets now. It's been about two sets an hour just like rocking out.
Yeah, yeah.
And I see a woman in the classic goth girl slutty Sick New World outfit, which is like a black corset, black fishnets, black thong, boots,
mm-hmm.
holding a leash with a man attached to it on his arms and leg, on his knees, hands and knees, in one of those leather gimp dog masks. And
so
she's walking him
play.
Around. It's pup play mask. If you search pup play, that's the mask we're talking about.
And then after that, search where your nearest church is and go there.
Yeah. So if you like it.
If you
but so this lady's walking this guy like a dog. And it's like obviously some BDSM shit, right? And everyone's cool. And there's people like taking pictures with them. Like,
yeah.
that's what was happening.
Yeah.
The people taking pictures
this
with them.
This place, and I kind of, this is what I kind of like about Sick New World, is that it is like half of a freak show. But it's like a cool freak show, not the kind that makes you feel sad when you leave.
Yeah, well, it turns out, like, I'm part of the freak show. I just don't look like it until I fucking start acting. You
right.
know what I'm saying? So
well, until you start participating.
Exactly.
Yeah,
all
yeah,
right,
yeah.
so, well, yeah, on participation. So they're all taking pictures. I see this, like, smoke show fucking broad. Like, her fucking ass is just out, right? As Sick New World.
Was
it
now, describe the ass for our listeners.
Okay. It was she was, like, easily 5'4", 5'5".
Nice.
Petite build.
Uh-huh. I love my wife.
Very, very petite build.
I love my wife.
But, like, bubbled out, soft though, not like bubbled out ass, like hard, like she does hard. Squats every day.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it just naturally kind of works out like that. She probably only got 2 or 3 years of that ass, and it's going downhill from there.
Oh, for sure.
Like you can tell.
This is a white woman.
She was probably okay. Mixed possibly
American
with Asian.
Oh,
mixed possibly with Asian, possibly based on the eyes, but the
kind
makeup
of,
was heavy.
The kind of Asian matters. But the makeup does kind of, like, if they darken up
Oriental
the eyes
Asian.
And shit.
So yeah. But this bitch, all right, so she very heavy makeup, but didn't have, like, the Asian eyes.
Right.
But very petite, just happened to have a bubble ass. And this isn't the girl holding the leash. This is just a girl that was taking pictures with them.
Okay.
And I fucking was, like, I got caught. I fucking was, like, scoping that out.
You're over there just getting hard.
Creepy. Yeah. I was just being creepy. Which,
they could
by
see
the way,
your boner from, like, 10 feet away.
Anyone could from space, obviously.
Nice. Yeah.
Gigantic.
See, here at Chocolate Panic, we're just gnarly dudes with sick pipes.
Yeah,
okay?
We might be fucking retarded and poor.
But
we have
fat
giant
dicks.
Fucking hangers, dog.
Yeah, and it feels good
what
to
do you
drag
think the,
this thing around.
What do you think Chocolate
day?
Panic means?
Yeah.
It's when we stick it in the ass and you freak out.
Yeah, and you're all like, I didn't expect it to be that big.
Oh, my God, I can't. You're going to split me in half.
Yeah.
But no, so I'm creeping on this chick, and fucking she notices, and she's like kind of like, what's up? Like, she's probably fucking drunk, too, and kind of waves me over, right? And there's like fucking 8 people around this group and the dog.
And she chose you.
And I was like visibly awkwardly creeping on her.
Okay, let's put it into perspective here. This nigga's still rolling ass. Let's be
Oh,
real.
I'm peak rolling.
Yeah. So you're clearly like high beams on.
Oh.
Like,
No, hold on. Sunglasses.
Okay.
So I was wearing sunglasses, but I was visibly, like, creeping
visibly,
around.
Visibly erect.
Also, like, what the fuck? There's a guy in a dog mask.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So there's that, too.
Okay.
So I go up, I was like, what's up? Like, what the fuck is going on here? Type shit. And they're like, this is my puppy fucking.
What was his name?
Pedro? Brutus.
Brutus?
That's what she said.
Man, they could have did better than that.
I think that might be his real name. I don't know if he's Greek. But fucking, they're like, give him a pet. And motherfucker, like, sits like a dog and looks up at me. By the way, this is like a easily 280-pound man. I'd say 5'6".
Oh.
Fatter guy.
Oh.
Wearing just the mask, wearing, like, a leather, like, crop top shirt that's, like, fucking barely hanging on.
You know what? This takes this takes away, like, the layer of sexy and kind of adds a layer of interest, I'm gonna be honest.
It was all interest.
Yeah.
That's why I was up there. I mean, besides checking out the chick's ass, but that, like, you're sick in the world, you see a lot of ass.
I mean, yeah.
But this was like, holy, this is weird.
Yo, real quick, did you see any porkers like we did last year?
Oh, my. Let's circle back to that later. I got pulled into their orbits.
Yo. Oh, okay.
I got pulled into it. I couldn't help it. So it was like that. It was like, yo, this person's being walked like a dog. Like, this is crazy. I haven't seen this since Amsterdam, right? So fucking, I go up there. I'm like, what the fuck's going on here? They're all taking pictures. And they're like, give him a pet. And he fucking, like, does the thing. That not a bad job as far as, like, body language for a dog goes. Like, he kind of had it down. Like, where the dog, like, lifts up their snout and they want chin scratches.
Yeah. So he's been practicing,
like,
for
cats,
a while.
Cats do that, too. Yeah. Like, they'll lift
their chin up.
They lift their chin up because they expect, like, chin scrunchies.
Okay.
And I gave this man chin scrunchies, dude.
Wow.
Yeah, I gave him to him.
Wow.
I went, oh, good boy, type shit.
Was
you know what I'm saying? And we were all having a laugh.
Was he shaved?
No, it was a. He had a full leather gimp mask on.
Okay.
I was petting, like, leather.
The leather.
The snout went out like a dog.
Yeah,
like,
yeah
it was
yeah,
like
yeah.
a dog mask, like, yeah. really like high end.
Do you think those dog masks can be like the new plague doctor masks?
They're kind of like in the same boat, weirdly,
yeah,
but
yeah.
they're completely sexual. With plague doctor mask, you can like wear at a steampunk party and be cool.
Yeah,
but
fuck somebody's ass.
So everyone's like having a fucking yuck. You know what I mean? We're all having a yuck.
Yeah,
we're all having
yeah,
a laugh
yeah,
about
yeah.
it, and it's like cool. And am I meeting these chicks? And it's this one black chick with like. Really, and we ended up going back and, like, dancing together and shit. So we ended up dancing together, and there's, like, fucking a bunch of trannies and gay dudes get involved because they're, like, they see me with two hot chicks. Now I look gay as hell. Because anyone who's one single guy with two hot chicks is either a fucking pimp or gay. Those are your two options.
See, Job was the flame, and they are the moth. But,
So, like, straight up got groped, and I got tranny tricked. I saw this girl.
Like a siren. You were a fucking sailor lost at sea.
Fucking
just
crashing into the
just
rocks.
Just crashed into the rocks, fucking drifted in, and you're just all like, oh, my goodness. And then sure enough, you know, fat
Swing.
Old dick.
And I was rolling to the point where it did not matter. And I fucking,
Good for
like,
you, Joe.
I literally, like.
No, for real, honestly, that is awful progressive.
I've always been I'm Dutch.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
You are, but like, fucking, kind of gay as it is.
But like it was like weird because it was like this pocket of like LGBT fun, and then you leave that and it's like these gross fucking like 40-year-old metalheads that like are grizzled and have shitty beards and smell like shit. And it's like, dude, everyone smelled like shit. And
yeah.
Fucking it wasn't even that hot. And fucking so that's like my experience that I had for like most of the day. It was like weird, dude.
Hell
it was,
yeah,
like,
dude.
It was fun, dude. It was a fun time.
How was Alice?
I never
in Chains?
Expected Alice in Chains was pretty good. I wanted my favorite song by them is very basic, but it's Wood. And fucking they did play
well,
that.
Well, I still love Man in the Box.
What's the other
I
one?
Don't
There's another
think
big one.
Man in the Box.
Nah, like Nugget, something Nugget or something like that.
Fucking goddamn it.
You know what I'm talking about?
I was just listening to it too. Damn it.
But
I'm not that
Alice
old.
In Chains, like, whatever, is good.
I'm
Danny Elfman was the weirdo.
Danny Elfman. Okay, that is one thing for sure that, like, it fits. It fits that entire festival.
It weirdly does, and he played all soundtracks.
Yeah, yeah.
But they did it up real big with his display. So there's, like, always...
It's just projections
Yeah,
of
projecting,
the,
like, shit from the movies. Uh-huh, that, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. The Batman, like, the...
Simpsons.
The Simpsons theme song. That's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
That's fucking incredible.
But
they
here's how much
it.
Of a hipster I am, where I'm like, but it wasn't the original, like, orchestra.
You're so fucking gay.
Like, Danny Elfman, yeah, he composed it.
I mean,
but he wasn't the original.
Yeah, but he added the guitar in there, and the guitar was yellow, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, no, he had a whole, like, 80s thing going.
Yeah.
And all right, so it was cool. I didn't, like, I wasn't the way back for that. I wasn't, in the pit or anything, because it takes, like, an hour to get into the pit
for
those.
Jack Skellington.
Oh, did a bunch.
Dude, yeah.
Wednesday. There's a lot of Wednesday stuff.
Yeah.
That dance scene apparently is an iconic
song.
But
that was fucking the Cramps.
I guess they did a cover or some shit. I don't
know.
But
Teenage Googamuck.
But fucking fucking so
a coffin.
The rest of the night was like me just because that first bit I was like I got my day out of the way and the rest of the night was like I'm just chilling back fucking kicking back having some drinks and just listening from afar like an old person does at a festival you know I'm not gonna go into the pit like it takes fucking 3 hours to get into the pit for those big old like
dude headlines. Me and Kevin last year got stuck in the corn pit. Trying to get out to fucking sit down because we were fucking so exhausted, and then we got stuck in there, and we turn around because like we're walking away from the stage, and then we turn around, and then when we realize we're stuck, we just see it was like Woodstock '99, like waves of fucking people like just jumping up and down. It was insane. And then, like, we literally got stuck for like fucking 5 songs.
Bro, I'm legit having like a flashback right now.
Uh huh.
I feel like I hooked up with someone.
Ew, dude.
But I just don't remember who.
Ew, dude.
Yeah.
Was it Curtis?
Nah, I would know about that. I'd be like, oh my god.
Yeah, oh my god.
Nah. I mean, Curtis. Me and Curtis
back.
Would be a hilarious couple, though.
That would be funny.
You know what
you
I'm
guys
saying?
Are like the same.
What was it you that said I'm the black version of Curtis?
Yeah,
and he's
yeah.
The white
you're
version
the black
of me.
Still, no, it's true. It is definitely true.
But yeah, Sick New World. So that's a cool wrap
that's
up. Like,
up.
So
yeah.
It was about this time last year we stopped
Slipknot.
Recording.
Did you catch them?
Yeah, just the ass end.
Yeah.
Like I caught the ass end of their set. I caught the beginning of System, and then I bailed.
All
I was
right.
like so fucking.
What
rich.
Is?
I've
what
also
is your
seen Slipknot like a bunch.
What is your one controversial opinion regarding Sick New World?
I have a couple. Well,
okay.
not controversial. Apparently, everyone agrees. For one, I mean Slipknot. Is a cover band. It's four members of the original lineup and then 5 members that are new.
Yeah.
Sorry. It's just that's a cover band.
I do
band.
Like the new drummer.
Yeah, he's fine, but he's not Joey fucking Jordison.
No.
Not
no.
even close.
No one's
and
Joey
I saw
Jordison.
Joey Jordison twice.
Yeah.
I also saw Wednesday 13th, who was earlier that day at Sick New World,
uh-huh.
who was the lead singer of the Murder Dolls, which was Joey Jordison's other band where he played fucking guitar.
Yeah.
Right? And Murder Dolls, if you fuck with like 80s gothy, whatever
Synthy.
You call it, rockabilly almost,
rock-a-billy.
Like fucking, yeah, no, they have this weird like if you listen to their old like album, it's like this weird like rockabilly type thing. It's
okay.
It's weird,
all right.
But they did a cover of White Wedding by Billy Idol. It's fucking fantastic. So they played that, and that was like my like homage to Joey Jordison moment, where I was like, this is sick. Like I never got to see the Murder Doll. I listened to them from the rip, like off their first album, but I never got to see them live as a kid. And like seeing Wednesday do those songs was fucking like sick. Right,
man.
But like it's
Knocked Loose. I was
Knocked Loose is a pair. I never even fucking heard of them,
dude.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. But whatever.
That's another one of those.
That's
TikTok
the thing about these
fucking
one-day festivals where you're gonna take an L.
Yeah,
yeah. There's just
to.
Not enough.
You gotta
make
those hard
mean?
Decisions.
Yeah, you
man.
Gotta make those decisions. You know what I'm saying? And like, but Vegas in general, I mean, fuck. I it's shitty, but I love it out there. I love being there. Like, I love spending a weekend in Vegas. I want to spend, like, 4 days in Vegas.
We should do that.
For real. Like, just kick it there.
I mean, honestly, and I was trying to make this the tradition. I just couldn't afford it this year. But it's just Sick New World is our, like, yearly boys trip.
Yeah, we could. We could. But I'm down to just do, like... Like, all right, so fucking Elric, he stayed like an extra day. Like, yeah, I think that's the move. Like we stayed till like Wednesday. Like,
he
take
stayed
four.
Till Wednesday?
No, he stayed. He left on. They left Monday night.
Monday night.
But fucking if we could like do like a 4 day Vegas trip, I didn't even get to see the Sphere, man.
Yeah, you didn't.
You don't drive by it.
No. Like you drove straight to the place and parked. That's what you did.
Oh, well, Circus is right next to the venue.
Yeah, yeah. You could spit out the window and hit the festival
type shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And we were by the artist entrance.
Oh yeah, that's how you.
Who'd
you
run
into?
That fucking, all right, hold on. So I ran into a big old YouTuber, right? He's not YouTuber.
Just
Instagram
put the glass
guy.
On the table, Joe.
Instagram guy. Shut the fuck up. Instagram guy. All right, so let me see if I can find his fucking name. But he's got like 1.6 million subs. He makes funny content. Like, he actually makes funny videos.
Yeah.
And it's like a very rare moment where you run into like an Instagram person where you're like, wow, you actually make dope shit. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like when I ran into Danny Sexbang from fucking, when we went to go see Failure, I ran into, Danny from Game Grumps.
All right, this guy's name is Nick Antonyan. NickAntonyan. He's got 1.1 million followers. This motherfucker, like, he makes funny ass shit, and he was just randomly, like, walking, trying to find the artist entrance.
Okay.
And he was like, yo, man. Like, and this is funny if you know his content. He's like, yo, dude. Like, he really talks like an LA fucking white guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, yo, man, do you guys know where, like, the entrance is at? And I was like, yo, just come with me real quick. Like, we're going to the entrance right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then I stopped, and I was like, wait a minute, motherfucker. Are you that guy on Instagram that he made a video? This is the funniest thing, where he's like, when you meeting up with your boys, right? And it's like one of those videos, because this was a thing that went viral. It was like a douchebag would like do like three different cool handshakes.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's wearing a bikini and he's like a fat hairy guy, and the first he does three different handshakes. The first one, he just jumps into the guy, like the guy catches him, he jumps like that, and then the second one is like he kisses the dude, and the third one he gets slapped in the ass. He's like super gay, and I was like, but he cracks in the video. He like laughs. I was like, yo, are you the motherfucker who made that handshake video and shit where it was like you in the beginning? He's like, yeah, man, yeah, I did that. I was like, yo, you cracked in that, bro. He's like, yeah. He's like, you got an artist pass, huh? He's like, yeah, I got an artist pass. Like, motherfucker, you don't want to come with us. That line, hour and a half to get in. At the worst. You know what I'm saying? So I told him, you know, how to get around and shit, but I was like, yo, this is weird. I've never met like a fucking Instagram person before. Like, I've never like I have met ones, but never ones that I've followed. Like, I've met, like, when I worked in the weed shop, like, there were guys that would come in who had big-ass followings, but I didn't know who they were. Except for fucking Spit Hot Fire.
Oh, okay.
Glasses, jacket, shirt man.
Yeah.
Him I met, and I knew who he was. But fucking, like, I don't know, man.
Glasses, jacket, shirt man.
I think that's his actual, like, name. Like, that's his handle. But fucking... Yeah, like, I don't know, Sick New World, it's a trip every time you go. Like, it is a trip. You just gotta, like...
Plan it out,
but don't care about the plan.
Yeah.
Because you're going to have this idea where you're going to hop from, like, every venue, and
honestly,
it's not going to work like
if
that.
You, in a lot of cases, specifically, like, honestly, rock festivals, like, it's you can't always stick to the plan, dude.
Never stick to the plan.
Just go with the flow, man.
And you know what?
Go with the flow.
That's life.
Yeah.
Go with the fucking flow, dude.
Word,
if you try to plan everything out, it's not going to work, because life is fucking chaos.
Life is all, life is like, just like each step is just a controlled fall.
Yeah,
you know,
take it one
day
at a time, homie.
You never know if you're going to like catch it correctly on the next one, you know, but you hope you do. And we hope you do.
All right,
okay?
Well, that's the update from Sick New World. Should we get back to TV? It's been a year. It's a lot that's been come out.
We're at an hour.
So what? Let's go a little longer. What the fuck are you doing?
All right, fine.
You ain't doing nothing.
Oh, but I was going to like make chicken thigh. I don't care.
Fuck up. I want to eat.
Yeah.
Fucking, all right, so hold on. So that's Sick New World. We did that. And honestly, if we keep going on this, you know what would be sick? Anyone listening to this should back us up to Sick New World.
Yeah.
Anyone who's listening to this, back us up. LA. If you're LA based,
I'll for sure go next year.
Like, I'm probably going to go just to fucking do the trip, and I'm going to make a thing of it. I'm going to do like a 4 day thing. You know what I'm saying?
I'm down with that.
And you know what it is, Joel? You know what it really is? It's the drive, dude. I love the drive.
I love the drive too. I like driving through the desert.
Bro, I
like the desert.
I drive back across the country. Like yeah, I fucking I love that type of shit, bro. Yeah. Like, I kind of want to find like I kind of want to do that. Just take a week off to just 2 weeks off to just go across the country. Would you be down?
I'd be down.
We just need to save hella money for gas.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But like it's fucking worth it.
And
we can fucking stop
and don't throw a bunch of shit in it.
We can't do a fuel efficient car. We just do my caddy. But fucking okay. But we can stop
we'll
in Cleveland.
We'll pass anybody on the highway except for a gas.
Cleveland. Motherfucking we go
we'll go
everywhere.
Let's hit up Cleveland.
Let's go to Jersey and then go back.
I want to go do some graffiti and fucking
everywhere.
Cleveland. Yeah.
Every state.
Spraycation,
baby. What
the fuck
are you talking about, bro? If we take like 2-3 weeks, we could stop in every state, bro.
Yeah, and paint something.
I did it in 1 week and it was like I had plenty time for everything. It was awesome. Yeah. But dude, I did it in 3 days. It was horrific.
Yeah, no. Like me and John, when we drove up to fucking New Jersey. And then we had to stop in Wisconsin. Like, that was a grueling 5 days.
Oh, grueling.
Yeah. I fucking, ugh.
You took 5 days?
Yeah.
Fucking soft serve. Dude, I did the whole country in 3.
Well, no. We had to drive up to, okay, so what happened during this trip is in an effort to make a fucking point to his ex-wife that, like, it would cost less to rent a car and drive her shit that filled this storage locker, right? She's all like, you need to send me my shit or I'm going to fucking sue you. And this is in breach of whatever we had, what our agreement we had according to our divorce, yada, yada, yada. And he's all like, well, bitch, I'm not going to send you all your shit. So that's going to cost like thousands of dollars. It would just be cheaper to just drive it up to you, you know? And to make a point, he's all like, bitch, I'll be there in fucking 2 days. And we were 2.5.
Dude, it's horrific. 16-hour days.
Yeah, it's fucking awful.
You but know. Driving across the country, if you take your time.
I loved Colorado, though. That was one of my favorite states to drive through.
You go through the mountains?
Yeah. Went through the Rockies. Yeah. Freezing. Freezing. Yeah. Stopped at a gas station, had 2 fucking jackets on, smoking a cigarette at the pump. And fucking, I just see, like, neighborhood kids walking up with fucking barefoot, no socks, slides, fucking gym shorts and T-shirts. And they're just like, grabbing fucking slushies and shit. You know, and I was all like, damn, it's like 21, like 22 degrees right now. And I'm fucking freezing my titties off. And these kids are just walking up here just like in gym shorts and just like, it's a nice day today. You know, well, I guess it is a nice day in the fucking Colorado Rockies because like the sun is out, but it's still fucking cold as tits.
Yeah, but y'all LA motherfuckers are pussy as shit.
It's great. But the weather's great.
I'm trying to do that again quick, bro. Toast. I'm trying to do that shit like hella soon, bro.
You know what? Denver, like when we came down from the mountains, like Denver actually felt a lot like fucking LA.
Let's do like a show in Denver. I feel like if a show in Denver is going to be cheaper ticket-wise and we're going to be able to get like pit seats.
Totes.
You know what I'm saying?
I can do
like
some
you're not competing with like everyone in LA in Denver.
Yeah.
Or Boulder. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
it's like
I'm down to make that drive, bro. I'm down to fucking drive it.
Sure.
And take like 2 weeks to do this.
Totally.
Maybe not 2 weeks, but like a week. You know what I mean? Okay. Weekends included. You know, so 10 days. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So 10 days in total, I think that'd be sick.
Yeah. Because
it would take us like 2 days, 3 days to get there. I kind of, if we squad deep or convoy, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
yeah,
we get
sure.
some other homies, they drive too, we convoy it out. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, because, I love
breaker,
fucking road tripping.
I got 2 5 guys up my ass right
now.
I
fucking love road tripping. And I want to fucking continue on that tradition.
Hell yeah,
I want to do more shit. Because, like, man, it's been a long time. And the Vegas is just a taste.
Yeah. It's you know just a taste of a road trip.
Yeah. It's not a real road trip.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Well, cool, man. I think, I don't know. This is a pretty good comeback, eh?
Yeah, it's a pretty good comeback. You know, glad to have you guys. Glad to have us. Glad to have this house of mine.
No, if anyone listening to this right now, and I'm, like, at this point 4 drinks in. Well, I've been doing doubles, so 8. But fucking, it's like, bro, you're the fucking roll dog. Like, if you listen to this right now, and you're hearing this, that means you sat through an hour of our bullshit.
Yeah.
Then you're fucking, I got your back.
You watch Job get progressive, or listen to Job get progressively more drunk.
Yeah, and I got your fucking back.
And you couldn't even tell that he was drinking.
That's all I'm saying. Like, I got your fucking back at this point.
Yeah, I got your
if
back,
you're,
too.
If you're listening to this right now, and you made it to the end of this show,
we
got your fucking back.
Hell yeah.
Because that means you give a shit.
Got your
and
back
you fuck
like
with
chiroprax.
Us. Fucking like chiroprax, bro.
You
100%.
Know what I'm saying? Hell yeah, dog. All
right, fucking peace out,
well, peace out, you fucking pinches. Chocolate Panic.